Hello.
Hello, this is Kadriana calling back from customer support. If you don't mind, can you provide your zip code with me?
Well, let me first ask you, are you associated with Garden Consist something, another out of New York?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Right group. Let's see, let me get this cleaned off. Okay, now what do you want information or?
Your zip code.
35133.
Your first and last name?
Charles, Charles Head, Head. And what's your name?
Kadriana.
Spell it.
KADRENINI. INNA.
K A B as in Baker, INNA.
KAD.
D as in David.
Yes.
Okay, KAD. INNA. Okay. All right. Can you find me in your system?
Give me one second. I'm trying to look now. Give me a second. I'm trying to look now.
Okay.
No, sir, I don't have anything in my system with your name on it.
All right. Okay. Well, I have charges on my Visa account made by you all. There were two charges. One was $54.95, and Visa has red flagged that. And then there's a $7.95 shipping charge for a promotional offer order that Garden Consist, whatever the last part of the name is, had out on an email where it not responded, and I got a order confirmation following that. And I don't have any idea y'all are going to ship anything. So the bottom line is, I need that $7.95 credited back against my Visa credit card.
Okay, so just give me a second. Let me try to locate the account, okay? I'm trying to find it. Give me a second. Okay, sir, do you mind giving me the last four or six numbers that's on the Visa card that was charged?
Okay, you want the last four?
Yes, you can give me the last four.
2905. And I have your order number also.
And you said your first and last name was what again?
Charles Head. Now, on my card,
yeah,
you see it?
No, I don't see that. What's the name on the card?
All right, the initial D as in Dennis. D, Charles Head.
No, sir, that's not on there either. What's the order number?
680-990-939.
Yeah, no, sir. I don't have anything in my system with your name on it. With your name on it, under that order number,
okay.
Under the last four.
Okay. And you know, I'm to the point with this. I've been chasing this. The bank has red flagged and declined the $54.95, but not the $7.95. They said I need to contact you all and get that credited back. So
okay,
I don't
well,
know
if
how
they have, if they have already canceled out and red flagged the $54.95, nothing in our system is going to have your name on it because your bank has already disputed the initiative. Well, the latest
okay,
charge.
But you need the credit for $7.95.
We can't get into it, sir, if we don't have an account anymore because your bank has already disputed the original charge.
I don't care
it's
how you
can,
do it.
If you do not have an account, sir, how can I pull up anything to return you some money if I don't have an account anymore?
Well, I don't know. That's your problem, but it was only a week ago. I mean, this whole thing was only initiated 7 days ago.
Sir, I understand your frustration, sir. I'm a third-party call center. I'm just in the middle to help you with the accounts and arrange with your coins. But if I don't have an account, I can't look up anything. Nothing in my system has your name, number, or order number on it. You've already disputed the 54 membership charge through your bank. Nothing in my system has your name on it. So I can't refund you something if I don't have an account to refund.
But you stole $7.95.
Oh, we didn't steal $7.95. You
yes, you did.
You had to do a survey or click on an ad or get a welcoming order and pay the shipping and handling on it. You agreed
okay,
to go $7.97.
What about my goods then?
I thought you said you didn't do it.
I'm sorry? The promotion was for $7.95. You were going to ship me goods, and that order number confirmed it.
Okay, all right, sir, what was the good that you were supposed to receive after you paid the $7.97?
It was a 17-piece cookware.
Sir, that is a – you entered a raffle through the Walmart system to win a 17-piece cookware for the holidays. It wasn't you automatically bought them. It was stated in terms and conditions when you entered the raffle.
I don't have any terms and conditions. Okay. I'll just write that off. But you have no history. You don't have my name in any form. There's no subscription left. You're not going to continue to charge me.
That is correct.
Thank you. Bye.